This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause.
The Health Ranger Report.
If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So Al Gore was being interviewed by Chris Wallace on Fox News the other day, and Chris asked him, "Hey, Al, you said in 2006 that we only had 10 years left for our planet before the climate change apocalypse would destroy everything. And here it is, 11 years later, and there are no cities underwater. Everything's fine. What's the story?" I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but that's what he asked Al Gore. And Al Gore responds, says, "Oh, no, no, things are getting really bad. I was in Miami the other day, and fish were swimming in the streets. Because global warming has raised the ocean levels so much that, you know, cities are being inundated now." And I was thinking, what? What are you talking about? There aren't cities underwater. There's not fish swimming in the streets of downtown Miami. What the hell are you talking about? And this is the kind of BS that these climate change cultists are always pushing. Total BS. It turns out that it was a high tide. So, you know how tides work, right? The moon's gravity, you know, the moon, that big thing up there in the sky that orbits around the planet. The moon has gravity, and it pulls the tides around, it sloshes the oceans around, and those are tides. And when the tides roll in, the water level rises on the beach, and when the tides roll out, the water level goes down. Al Gore thinks that's global warming and climate change raising the water level by, I guess, a foot per hour or something. He thinks the ocean level apocalypse is on every time the tide rolls in. I mean, what a moron. What a science moron. It's unreal. And by the way, there are roads in Miami that are built at exactly sea level. And there's a famous road that's built at sea level, and the locals they constantly see the tide washing over that road. It's not unusual. It happens very frequently. And there are some tides that are stronger than others. Some of them are called king tides. Every once in a while, I don't know, once a year or so, you'll have like a super tide that combines wind with lunar gravity and other factors, and you get a super high tide. Doesn't mean that global warming is raising the oceans all around the world. Al Gore is a science moron, or he knows that it's bogus and he's just lying to everybody and using scare stories because he realizes that people who are believers in climate change can't really think for themselves. It's become a cult. It's become a form of religious fanaticism among the left to believe in climate change, regardless of the facts, regardless of the evidence. It's become a matter of faith. And so when Al Gore says, "Oh, fish are swimming in the streets in Miami," you know, his cult followers believe it. They're like, "Oh my God, Miami's underwater." And just what a band of morons. It's unreal. So, but amazingly, when the tide rolls out, Al Gore never says climate change is solved. "Look, the water's going down." No, he doesn't say that. Why? Because that would be stupid. But he says it when the tides are rolling in. "Oh my God, climate change is melting. Oceans are rising." By the way, after I'm done mocking Al Gore here, did you know that in a scientific sense, if you take the worst or most pessimistic predictions of the climate change alarmists about oceans rising, they talk about oceans rising significantly, you know, maybe a couple of feet or so by the year 2100. You know, they're talking more than 80 years down the road. Al Gore thinks it happened last Saturday in Miami. He doesn't even understand the science of oceans rising when the ice caps are melting. The guy is either wildly dishonest or a complete fraud or a total moron or maybe a combination of all of that. What a lunatic. I'm starting to think I'm starting to think Al Gore is just going to join the Flat Earth Society because he could probably explain oceans rising better with his flat earth theory. Maybe he thinks that's why the fish are swimming in the streets in Miami, because in his mind, it's a flat earth and the oceans, like the flat earth got tilted. Like if you pick up a Monopoly board and move it sideways, all the pieces slide to one side. Maybe that's what he thinks is happening when the tides roll in, and he's very alarmed about that. The guy has no scientific training whatsoever. He is an absolute quack science moron. And that's not even to mention the fact that the global warming software modeling, all the software models have been hacked to artificially show a warming trend where none exists. And when other scientists looked at these software models and fed it random data, just like noise data, guess what? The software models kicked out the same hockey stick formation that is now famous among global warming lunatics. You say, oh, look, it's a hockey stick. It's warming up all of a sudden. That's why Al Gore said in 2006 that we're done for in 10 years. And yet here we are 11 years later. The hockey stick has been totally discredited. I just saw an overview of about 60 scientific studies published in the last year that show no global warming is happening. Nothing, like high CO2 levels, which are rising, by the way, are still 15 times lower than they've ever been, than they've been in the at the maximum in Earth's history. And there's no correlation, or there's no causation between CO2 levels going up and the planet getting warmer. It is, in fact, the other way around. When the planet becomes warmer, CO2 levels rise. And there's nothing wrong with CO2. It's the molecule that plants need to survive. All trees and grasses and herbs and food crops, they need CO2, and they're starving for it. And it is this ludicrous attack on carbon dioxide and this attack on reason and this lunatic stuff that Al Gore's, oh, the tides are rolling in, we're all doomed. It's finally here. The oceans are rising by a foot an hour. You know, and then these propagandists push out these videos and photos of New York City underwater. This is complete fraud, totally bogus. Nothing but fear-mongering propaganda. And a lot of these young leftists just fall for it because they don't really have fully developed minds, and they don't know how to think critically. And all they are is obedient conformists. They're so interested in conforming to everything, they've totally forgotten how to think for themselves. Kind of sad. And their cult leader is Al Gore. That's right. It's the Al Gore cult of mindless, obedient, global warming conformists who think the tides are emergency iceberg melting events, and that every time the tide rolls in, your city is about to be inundated and be underwater forever. That's how insane they've all become. It's just unreal. In any case, you can hear more podcasts at healthrangerscience.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I hope you enjoyed this satire, mocking attempt at Al Gore the cultist. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. and even organics, often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.